Literature is a word that one feels should always appear with an initial capital. Literature is serious. Literature is important. But literature, with a lowercase initial letter, is simply the name for anything that has been written down. And writing things down doesn't, to me, look as though it is about to stop. The poet Ezra Pound defined poetry as language charged with meaning to the utmost possible degree. And if we are trying to define what we mean by literature, with a capital L, we could do worse than settle for writing that takes language and expression as far as it can go. It is the opposite of jottings, ephemera, idle scribbling. The great epics of world literature have survived because they still resonate long after the world of Homer or the poet who told the story of Gilgamesh has vanished. Given that literature is so self-evidently precious, why would we be anxious about its future? One possible future, I don't use the word threat, for literature could be to find itself confronting the end of writing itself, its replacement with the electronically diffused image. The ubiquity of online communication, of visual images and sounds, could result in writing being declared redundant. In some railway carriages where everyone but you seems to be staring intently at the screen of a smartphone, tablet or laptop, rather than a book, the end of writing might seem to have arrived. But look again. Some of those screens will show Instagram pictures, but these often come with written captions. Tweets are a kind of intense, disciplined, short-form writing that demand considerable skill to keep to the character limit and cut out waste. An awful lot of online activity involves punching out words on phone or laptop keyboards. Indeed, I constantly marvel at the speed and dexterity of those smartphone thumbs. And the young woman opposite with her earphones in place may be listening to a podcast that someone has troubled to write in the first place. Words remain potent. Politicians still make speeches. The streets erupt in violent protest if someone says the wrong thing. Religious and ethnic wars break out over a statement, a perceived verbal blasphemy, a controversial text. People are imprisoned, tortured, killed because of what they have written. Language, as debates about political correctness demonstrate, is still central in our culture. And just think for a moment about the potency of that little two-syllable word, Brexit. Movies have script writers. Advertising agencies employ copy writers. Writing and reading are universal. When e-books appeared, there were prophecies about the end of the book. Now, the publishing industry admits that e-book sales have peaked, and the handheld printed book has a definite future. And the creative writing courses are exploding. Everyone wants to be a writer. The idea that young men and women will ever stop wanting to explore the possibilities of language, to express themselves in the most original, creative ways, to establish a living dialogue with the great writing of the past, to make literature, is nonsense. Literature is forever.